Sherry Rubin and her son Aaron traveled to Sacramento from San Diego for the summit. They were among the 140 participants. Sherry says Aaron started abusing pills in high school.
Aaron overdosed October 9th in 2005, and we had no idea that he was using prescription pills. And he was in a coma for 3.5 weeks, and we were planning his funeral.
Aaron survived, but he's now a quadriplegic who's unable to speak. The Rubens now go to schools to warn students about prescription drug abuse. Also at the summit was Alan Santos with the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. He says it's not drug dealers who first supply prescription pills to teens. It's parents' medicine cabinets. Santos says that makes this a unique problem.
It's one we can't arrest our way out of. So we really see the synergy of working with community-based coalitions, state and local law enforcement, practitioners, doctors, and pharmacists. We really need a team approach to this.
The DEA has had great success in getting people to clear out their medicine cabinets. In April, more than 4,600 law enforcement agencies nationwide collected 500,000 pounds in prescription pills during a DEA-sponsored take-back event. The DEA is sponsoring another one next Saturday, the 29th. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.